Imagine your life related to all others without the baggage of your past. Congratulations for loving yourself enough to listen to this CD. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. They that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Are you seemingly self-sabotaging yourself? Did you ever want to love, but when it got right down to the actual matter of loving, you were all twisted up inside and had no idea why? There are three definitive reasons for unfulfilled expression of love. The first element is vital to your comprehension and understanding of this challenge: longing. Hang with me here. I'm going to tell you more about that in a minute. The second element, who you are and what you bring to relationship. And number three, and the one that we'll begin our talk with today, is the baggage you bring into relationship energetically. Longing versus receptivity. Longing is a vacuum telling the universe there is something wrong in your world that needs fixing. So what gets magnetized out of longing is a vortex of many unmet desires and unfulfilled wishes. So you're actually calling unfulfilled wishes to be unfulfilled. So there's more and more of that, unmet desires and unfulfilled wishes. When you're in the attitude of longing, you're bringing in unfulfillment. There is a little power, very little power, in a wish, and even less in a desire. Reframing your thoughts to reflect a new, calm attitude of trust and abundance. For example, I am open and receptive to my beloved partner that God made especially for me to enter my life. We come together in deep, profound love and live our days in joy and celebration. All is well in my wonderful, fulfilled life. You see the difference between longing and claiming, you know, with certainty that the beloved partner is just entering your life? It's a very different kind of energy. Next item, is all well in your wonderful life? Good question. Who are you and what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing into the relationship? Are you bringing the in-and-out fast food burger extravaganza or the banquet feast fit for a king or queen? Let me help you understand that better. Are you happy and fulfilled living a life of balance? Do you have a good sense of humor? A great relationship with your body, your finances, your career, your money? Are you taking care exquisitely of yourself? So when you come to a relationship, is it a banquet feast that you bring? Or are you a fast food, stressed out, looking for another to fill you up? Are you nourishing? Are you bright? Do you live in light, in the light of love and in happiness? Now, and if that kind of brings up stuff for you, what steps could you take now to get there? So it's not too late. Let's take a look at that. In my work as a spiritual life counselor, I've helped many people sort that out. So if you notice you're on the fast food version as a lover, I can assist you, or you can find a good book on relationships and or a good book on balance. And let's get you into the state of a banquet feast version of yourself in the next few weeks. Finally, number three, and the most important part of our conversation today, are the energetic entanglements that you live in as part of you, including failed relationships with parents and lovers, unmet contracts, cords, control energy, DNA, and karmic or past life entanglements, to name just some of the key elements of an inability to love deeply or be fully present. So in our meditation today, we covered the energetic movement of removing your energy from someone and removing their energy from your body. So there's a whole bunch of things you can explore to allow yourself to go more deeply and be more present as a lover, as a parent, as a child, as a daughter, son to your folks. So I just wish you many blessings, and there's a lot to think about today.